Hello, everybody. It's your good old buddy Amanda here. Just to give you a little quick note at the top of this episode, what you're about to hear is laughter and joy. And it's going to just be a free preview for anybody who hasn't joined our Patreon yet. We just wanted to give this to everybody as just kind of a thank you for all you've done for me and for both of us, just for always being so supportive and wonderful and such a great group of people that all like get along really well in the groups and don't fight. It's freaking amazing because it's very rare. So anyway, first I just wanted to clear a couple things up about our new Patreon. We, Total Request Pod, our TRP, podcast with me and Jody, that is not included in our Patreon. That's going to stay a separate group. We discussed kind of trying to marry them together, but it would just be, I think it would just complicate things so much. And we don't want to force anyone into, you know, being part of all three, and then we'd have to charge more money. So we're just keeping those separate. So just to clear that up, the second thing is that we have a new Facebook group. It's what used to be the Baddest Apples, Jody's private group. We've moved it to, or I think it used to be a secret group. Now we've moved it to a private group. We've changed it to We All Love to Hate TV. And anyone can join. You just have to answer the three questions. We're not going to let anybody in that aren't answering the questions unless we totally, totally like know who you are and have already have like open messages with you. This is obviously just for security measures because of what has happened recently. So anyone can join. You don't have to be on the Patreon, but that's going to be the group for if you, you know, it's just the same group. It's just same people having fun talking shit about reality TV. And with that said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. All right, Jody, for anyone who's new to all of this, I'm going to go ahead and play a song for you, and you're going to have to guess who it's dedicated to this week pertaining to the episode. Got it?
Got it.
You are my honey bun sugar. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop.
I used to find that song annoying, and then it comes back around after a while.
Is it dedicated to me because you love me?
It is dedicated to you.
Oh, shut up. It actually is.
It's dedicated totally to you kidding. For all the work that you've been doing. For me, I would have never gotten through any of this whole ordeal without you. I started trying to give you a thank you at the end of my main feed episode today, but then I started getting really choked up, and I'm like, all right,
stop it.
Truly.
I was totally kidding.
No,
I honestly thought that that was going to be dedicated for Chelsea and Cole because they probably sing that to each other.
In a higher voice.
While they're actively doing it.
Yeah. I just want to thank you because you did so much work today. That was like, it's a lot. I know. And I was like trying to help as much as I could, but like, there's nothing I can really do other than send you screenshots.
Hey, you're going to make me run on Dunkin' tomorrow.
Well, that's right.
You sent me a Dunkin'.
I did. I'm like, I wanted to just send you like a basket of alcohol, but I knew it wouldn't get there.
That's okay. I have my full Yeti. I don't know how many ounces this is.
You deserve it.
Looks like a solid 40.
Yeah, you fucking deserve it. And I just want to say officially that I never could have gotten through any of this without you. And I don't want to start crying.
Stop it.
So I just hope you do know that. And don't deny it.
Listen.
This is all you did. You got me back to...
When a hero comes along, look aside you and be strong. The hero lies within you.
I was going to sing for you, You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings.
I'm definitely the Bette Midler in that one because
I think I look like her. Yeah, you kind of do, but I've gotten that. We both just look Polish. We'll just have noses.
Well, I am Polish. Okay, so listen.
Too.
This is, well, we hope on lockdown, but for those people who don't know what happened, basically Amanda's Patreon and email and probably her PayPal and her privacy just in general was...
And my sense of safety and, you know, living alone and stuff.
Purposely, viciously, psychotically hacked into, and... There are precautionary things in action now.
Yes, it's being investigated.
but it just kind of sucks. And that's something that you can't always 100% recover from. And combining our Patreons was something that we had talked about, strangely, oddly enough, we honestly, truly talked about this probably.
This wasn't just Jody feeling sorry for me.
I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks ago or something.
And then it just seemed like a lot of work. And we were like, oh, let's revisit this in a little while.
And really, it was because of you guys. And okay, sounds like really cheesy, like we're doing a, like we're kissing your ass. But honestly, we were like, we have a lot of the same listeners and they're listening to your Patreon and my Patreon. And it would make so much more sense just to have one feed coming through on your phone, your laptop, wherever you listen, that things are there. So you'll still be getting my own solo Patreon episodes about whatever shows I'm watching, whatever documentaries, whatever the hell I want to talk about. Sometimes my mom comes on.
Yeah, and I wanted to make it clear that this doesn't mean that I'm going to be on every goddamn episode of Jody's, or
and
she'll be
same
on every
for Amanda.
Episode
of mine. So
yeah,
if like, you don't like me, don't worry, Amanda. You're going to get on her own.
If you don't like one of us, you're still going to get all of the exact same content. You'll just have access to a whole like 2 years worth of back content, which I have been slowly recovering and uploading. But I do have. Between everyone out there, all of you guys who downloaded this stuff for me, it's all out there. And you sent me screenshots, so I know every episode that used to be on there. It's just going to take a little while. I feel like I'm so OCD, and I have such a, like, obsessive personality that I'll probably have it done by, like, Monday. But I'm not making
any promises.
That's
what I was doing today. I just told Amanda that I do my... Okay, long story short, I do my intermittent fasting, so I don't normally eat until, like, afternoon. I just drink black coffee. And I got so into this... And I'm not trying to say this to make you feel bad, but I got so into it. You know when you're on a roll, you're like, no, I'm just going to do this. Yes. And I just went pee, and this is going to be disgusting. But it smelled like I just brewed a whole pot of coffee when I peed.
And just like poured it into the toilet.
I was so concentrated and disgusting.
But I get kind of a high on that kind of stuff, though, honestly. Like, I get high, not on the coffee pee. I get high on just, like, kind of... being involved in something, and it helps me. I haven't chewed my fingers since I started uploading stuff because I'm focused on something.
And listen, we love Patreon, but also those of you who are tech people can appreciate this. It fucking sucks. Like, they can make things so much easier to upload and edit. So we will be getting everything up there.
Yes.
In the next couple of days, if you're looking for Amanda's stuff, it will be there.
Yeah, I was able to upload quickly in like half an hour, like 4 or 5 episodes, but unfortunately, I don't have the whole first half of my entire Patreon because it was on that person's computer and he made sure to take it with him in the breakup. So anyway, it's truly the worst, but anyway, it'll all be recovered. So you guys are just going to have random shit being popped up all the time. It's just going to say, you'll know it's not a kind of a new episode. It'll say AL2HTM vintage, and then it'll give.
And we'll better at labeling our episodes so you know what's what.
We're working together. Exactly. And like doing pictures. We're zinging and zagging.
And the merch. We're not trying to push the merch, but if you're going to do it, lock it in now because we're going to lock that price in forever, and then it's going to go up for everyone else. But the logo, Nick's boyfriend Keon did it, and we're getting proofs of what the t-shirt, the hoodie, the mug, and the sticker are going to look like. So as soon as we get the proofs from Patreon, I'll post them. So that way, if you want to do it, you can at least see what you're getting.
Like, Keon, you did so good. He does every logo for me. And, oh my God, this guy should just be, like, he should be, like, world famous for his shit. Right? Like, I asked him a few days ago, like, not even Monday, it was probably Tuesday, and I was like, look, I know you know what happened to me. Can you help us? Like, we'll pay you. And he's like, I won't even think of asking for anything from you. I'm absolutely thrilled to do it. And we're like, we want it to look like kind of graffiti-esque and like Broad City logo-esque.
Because we're cool, you guys. Yeah, we're like, you know, we're totally one with graffiti. The street.
Two New York gals. But he sent this to us a couple days ago, and we were both like, holy shit. Like, I just couldn't even... I'm just so happy with it. So this is all for better. Right. Also, this is getting released on Patreon, but it's also getting released out to my feed. You can release it on reality TV if you want to.
Sure.
Just get it. Let's just do it. Let's just die.
We'll see what I remember tomorrow after I finish this Yeti full of vodka.
Yeah. So
this is like a wide mouth. I don't know how to describe the size of this Yeti.
Yeah, it's
cup.
A big...
It's not a tumbler. This is not a tumbler.
Yeah, no. It's like a coffee.
It's like a trucker's cup.
It is a trucker's cup. And And I think truckers probably do keep alcohol in there, I'm pretty sure. I remember seeing a Dateline episode where they, or it wasn't Dateliners, maybe 2020 or something, but they were doing an investigation on, like, how truckers are often alcoholics, and they had like, they had truckers, like, sober, like, take their trucks and go through, like, cones and stuff, and then they got them wasted, and they were able to do it, like, better.
Oh, probably.
Crazy.
They don't get highway hypnosis. You know what that is with the lines of the road?
They're just like, it's just their norm.
Which my hat goes off to truckers because that's Dave's line of work. So he's not a trucker, but his company.
Nick's like, sometimes I wanted to do that as a kid. I want to just hit the open road. I'm like, I would probably do that if I could take all my animals.
If you have a nice truck with, like, the cabs in the back and the beds, they could have fridges and everything.
I'd drive shit around.
Get Walter up there. He could be your little co-pilot.
Oh, he loves to
see. Oh, fucking Latrice would be, like, crawling all over your dashboard and shit. Oh,
like, underneath the gas. Underneath the brake where I couldn't, like, push on it. It was either kill her with the brake or, like, kill 100 people on the road, that old thing. Anyway, here we are. We're about to talk about Teen Mom Saw, the most recent episode. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, on me and Jody's old Patreons, we used to every 3 weeks get together and do, like, a massive crossover episode. Yep. And we would talk about the most recent three currently airing episodes of Teen Mom. And we kind of did that because recently, like, as of the past few seasons, the newer episodes are just boring and very overproduced, but this one is really good, and they're halfway through quarantine, so a lot of it is a lot more candid. Ooh. And they're doing, like, some straight to, like, Leah does some straight to camera work where she's not reading off the script, and I'm like, oh, you're just talking to us like normal, like, this is how you talk.
Leah stuck inside with the girls is 24/7 is going to get real dark.
So we said let's just get together and do a crossover, and we're just going to give it to everyone free, so you can just kind of see what one of these crossovers is like. We get pretty messy.
We do. Fair warning if you're like, oh, I don't like when people chit chat. It's not that we aim to get off topic, but someone goes to a restaurant, sits down and orders a meal, and the next thing you know, we're talking about our favorite Arby's order.
That's pretty much when we're going to veer off course, is whenever there's food present in the scene, we're going to make sure to zero in on it. All right.
You know, we're both thinking about Corey's plate of Franken beans and mac and cheese.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I totally wrote that down. And, like, the like, hamburger bun just off to the side that wasn't, like,
buttered or anything. Yeah, and Jade's family restaurant, which I did a complete deep dive into the past 12 months of their business.
I just looked up to see that it was closed, but I'm sure you know much more than that.
Oh, I do. I really do.
Okay, so first of all, I just wanted to okay, so this is Teen Mom 2, season 10, except this is season, like, 30.
Yeah, I don't know, like, how the hell they season this stuff.
Episode 1, new season, old wounds. Mm. And, oh, God, I love it when they, like, go, not when they, when they reference being at the reunion, like, I just got done with the reunion, and then we have to see Dr. Drew being a douche, and I could lift him right out of there. But I wanted to say, I just thought it was cute that the theme song now is upgraded to, like, being on, like, a laptop computer. Did you notice that?
No.
Because usually it's, like, a girl, like, sitting in a chair, and it's, like, an iPad. It's, like, and then she's, like, scrolling past
the iPad. I never noticed that.
And it goes, like, dun, 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 dun. Okay, well, now it's, like, on a laptop computer. So they kind of upgraded, and they went to, like, a cell phone. It used to be, like, a book that that they would, like, flip. Don't you remember that? They would, like, flip all the pages, and it would be, like, executive producer. Then it was, I think, a cell phone. Then it was an iPad, and now it's a laptop computer, sitting alone. Yeah. So who do you want to start with? Like, usually we start with the most boring and end with the most, like, crazy or explosive, but they're all, like, I have so
I know,
much to
I was
say
just, I'm scrolling through right now. I didn't order them because I didn't know what order you were going to want to talk.
Well, as a tradition, if we can reference my little podcast that almost was murdered in cold blood, but managed to walk out of there unharmed, let's start with Leah, because I always start with Leah. She's just always the first one out, right? Or do you not want to start with Leah?
She truly is one I love to hate. So I feel like we can't.
Okay, let's see here. Chelsea.
Brianna. I'd say Brianna or Jade.
Yeah, because they're new. Yeah, let's keep the old girl, like the vintage girls, if we will, for
they've earned
it.
They've earned the hate.
I mean, they have. They've all been through some shit. Okay, Jade first?
Yes, let's do... Okay, let's go Jade.
First of all, she looks exactly like Carol Baskin.
Oh, my God, she does. I've never thought about that before.
Have you seen her maternity picture of her sitting out in, like, the woods with, like, a crown on her head?
No, but I can... I feel like I know I haven't seen it, but I feel like I can already picture it.
Yeah. But anyway, so she looks exactly like Carol Baskin, who is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, sure, you know, no, That show is so insufferable. It's so hard to watch.
I've never watched it. I watched it one season when The Situation was on, but then he got voted out like two episodes in because he's
pigeon-toed. Yeah. Right. You can't throw him out there.
He was like trying. He's so nice. So. Please. So, Jade, have you ever covered an episode with Jade before? Or is she, like, new to
As I was watching this, I was like, I know I've seen this reunion before, and I think we did a crossover of the reunion.
Okay.
Or you had me on yours or something, because I watched that.
Okay.
Because Dr. Drew was yelling at Jade. He's like, Jade, you shouldn't have any emotions about your mom being a drug addict. Let her speak. Yeah. He was being so condescending to her. Oh, I feel like I hit a nerve there.
Okay. So Jade just finished filming the reunion and her mom has stormed off the stage and Christy feels very attacked by everybody. And Christy says the ever so motherly line, I'm her mother and I will knock her ass out.
Yeah. Not upset. Not upset enough to skip lunch, though. She's definitely going to eat lunch catered in and sit at that table. Not upset enough just to, like, hit the road.
Next to the person that she's the most mad at. Well, like, me also, I guess that there's a buffet. And I'm not calling her fat. I'm like, we're saying this is exactly what we would do.
Absolutely. I would have been sitting in her lap if it meant, like, a free salad bar,
is there a soup to go. Is there a shrimp cocktail? And just put the entire thing on my plate, please.
Oh, yeah. I smell carbs, and I'm like, whatever you want. Like, I'll sell a kidney. You want one of my kids?
Seriously. So, you saying you want one of my kids, it made me nervous that I haven't seen Walter in a second. And I just, like, threw my head back. But he's there, laying there like a cutie. All right. Christy's mad at Jade, and they're kind of – they've calmed down a bit because they're eating lunch now.
Right.
And Christy's like – you were out there looking like a goddamn rose up there. And then Sean pipes in and he's like, she is a damn rose, Christy. And Christy's like, ugh, shut up. It's so funny.
So where do you find yourself on this Jade versus, what's her name, Christy?
Christy, yeah.
Christy.
Christy. I can see exactly what's happening. Christy is a terrible mother, but Jade... Yeah. Is very much like Kale, where you still want the approval from your mom. And
or like a Caitlyn and what's her face?
April.
April,
totally,
yeah.
Totally.
Where she's just, the mom.
Or just, you know, like these girls that have these anger issues because they've been raised in these horrible households. They've had to, Jade's had to raise herself since she was like 15, probably. Ugh. Or is just constantly worried about where her mother is. Her and Kale are very similar in their background. I think that Christy is terrible. I'm never on her side. I think she's all. I think sometimes she can be nice and like, if Jade is in a fight with Sean, Christy will sure come over and like be on Jade's side. But that's more that I think just Christy just likes to fight
because it benefits her.
Yeah, I she think looks good.
Christy is deeply jealous of Jade.
Yeah, of course.
She's jealous. She doesn't like that she has the success. She doesn't like that she has the looks, that she's got her life together. And she's so resentful of her that she's going to do anything to turn around and make it that Jade's the bad guy so that Jade will feel bad and keep her in her life or be like, oh, we're on good terms again, which we find out that they are, so that she'll bring her into the circle. And I was like, yes, say it, Jade. When she was telling her mom, like, if you don't like it, then leave. You don't have to be on the show. You don't have to be on the show.
Yeah.
And of course, if Christy really felt the way that she said she felt, she would have been like, yeah, I'm gone. I'm out of here. But what does she do? She picks up her food to go because she's not going to leave
it. You better.
And again, I'm not calling her fat, but like, she, what I'm trying to say is she enjoys the perks of the show. She wants to be on the show.
Of course.
So she's not going to say, yeah, I want to be off. She's going to be like, yeah, I'm leaving. But it's because you're disrespectful. You're the bitch. You're the little brat. You're
yeah, you're all making me out. There's, you know, 11 people out there on TV saying the exact same thing about me, but they're all the bad ones. They're all wrong, and I'm right.
I don't blame Jade at all in this situation.
I don't either. And I think Jade has major anger issues, and she flies off the handle, and she's very impulsive, just like Janelle. She gets compared to Janelle a lot. But I think Jade actually could.
Oh, God, I don't see them similar at all.
She kind of flies off the handle really quickly, like 1 to 100 type thing.
But the difference is that from what I've seen, because I didn't see all of last season Teen Mom 2. It's the only Teen Mom 2 season I haven't seen every single episode. Barbara hears Janelle. She does listen to Janelle.
Yes.
Jade's mom doesn't seem to be really listening to her. And that's why Jade is acting out, because she's like, I have never been freaking heard. I need to scream what I'm saying because you never listen to what I'm saying.
I can see
Janelle
that.
Might say the same thing, but it's just because it's like in Janelle's head.
I think that's what it is that that's why they get compared. It's because they both have a very similar tone. Like tonality when they're yelling, they'll both be like, oh my God, what are you yelling at? Like they both kind of have that exact same intonation. But I feel like there's hope for Jade. I feel like this is a girl who could maybe not with the MTV money though. If the MTV money's taken away, I feel like she could really get her shit together and become something. But if she's going to keep getting this MTV money, she's just going to end up.
She does want better for herself, though. She's got a work ethic that Janelle has it deep down.
Yeah, but Janelle's,
it's so murky. Janelle's life is so fucked up right now. Whatever.
Oh my God.
No, hold on. Janelle doesn't have a nursing degree. She might be like a CNA, but she's not an RN.
She got like a college degree.
No, she might have like an associate's.
I don't know. I remember there being, like, a picture of her graduating.
Well, you
like
can graduate with an associate's degree. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not a four-year degree.
Well, but she has skills. She's graduated with something.
Sure.
Okay, so, by the way, people have asked us to discuss the Janelle I Have Something to Say video.
I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen. All I want to say about it, I don't want to watch it because I know that it's going to be, there's a big section with David talking straight to camera and justifying killing the dog, which I don't want to have any part of watching that. Even if he sounds ridiculous, which I'm sure he does, I don't even want to, it'll trigger me. So I'm not watching
so
that.
So I'm guessing they're back together.
Oh, they've been back together forever.
Yeah, but then I thought they broke up. She was off somewhere on vacation. Okay, so whatever. They're on again, off again. Always on.
Well, now Janelle has like this YouTube channel called I Have Something to Say, which I'm waiting for Jasmine Masters, the drag queen, to sue her and give her a cease and desist because that's Jasmine Masters' like copywritten thing. Ooh. Like when me and Nick tried to do merchandise for Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour, we wanted ours to say like Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour, there's always time for a cocktail, which is a quote by Kasha Davis, but it's also a quote it's not like just a Kasha Davis quote, but within like 24 hours, like WordPress like suspended our account and they're like, you can't put that on there.
What?
And this is a copywritten thing by Kasha Davis. I think we even asked her about it because we interviewed her.
There's always like, time for a cocktail.
Yeah, because it's like her catchphrase kind of. So
that's like saying it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I don't know. It's like Alaska.
There's always time for food. I'm always hungry.
Like, I feel like Barbara could probably copyright
you're both high.
If she wanted to. But I think that WordPress, but I think we asked Kasha Davis about it, and she's like, I don't really have control over that. That's all, like, the team.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's just crazy. So, what were we talking about? Okay, so Janelle's video, the I Have Something to Say. The only part of interest to me is that Barbara appears in this fucking video, and I'm so mad at her.
No.
And it's her going, well, I mean, Janelle, I was never too worried. And it's all about, like, how CPS, like, and Janelle's on the Save the Children kick. Oh, and geez. Everyone in the world is being like, save your children. Everyone just keeps
Oh, she's on, like, the Wayfair thing?
Yeah. Which should get attention, but, like, I don't want to hear it from Janelle, who save your own fucking children. So there's a part where Barbara's talking straight to camera, very calm, you know. Like, I feel like just CPS really came in, and, you know, I always trusted, you know, Jace over here, and Janelle's a great mother. And then in the background, Janelle, the idiot, forgets to edit this out, which once she was told that, she took down the thing and then edited it out.
Oh, my God, I can't
wait. But, of course, 7,000 people got it. But in the background, Janelle's, like, behind the camera. And then you can hear a child saying, like, mommy, mommy, like not in even an annoying way. And I'm annoyed by all children.
Oh,
and Janelle's like, get out! Get out! I'm filming! Get out! And the kids, like, keep being like, but mommy! And she's like, get out! I'm filming! And then she's like,
well,
okay.
Let's just say the kid. I mean, let's just say it's Kaiser.
Well, yeah, but...
right.
Of course it's Kaiser! Of course. Or it could be, like, any of the other children, like... feral children that are running rampant around her property.
Oh my gosh,
but then Janelle turns. Janelle, like, she's behind the camera, but now Babs is just sitting there, just kind of like watching this happen. And then you can hear Janelle go, okay, mom, take it from this line. So clearly it's like scripted, which obviously it was.
God damn. You know what Janelle had? She had like a box of Franzia just like dangling over her iPhone. For Barbara to say whatever she needs to say.
Totally. And then I saw, like, one of my favorite comments. I should have written down who it was. But, like, I saw this on one of the Instagram, like, hate groups. And somebody wrote, like, in the comments, just, like, Kaiser saying this. Like, Kaiser, colon, mom, Ensley's on fire. Janelle, get out, I'm filming.
Oh, my God.
Which is so sad, but it is. So it's true, oh. But it's sad. But yeah, that's the only thing of note. All the other stuff is Janelle being like, CPS took my children from me. I'm like, can we do a close-up and see if there's any actual, like, moisture coming out of your face at all there?
It's the amber cry.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it. I would say if you want to watch it, you can, but I hate just even seeing David, that he's alive.
If I hear a kid calling for their mom, I can't do it. And her barking at
him. I'm sure there's been times on this podcast where you're like, kids, I'm recording! Come get the goddamn dog!
I literally have a gate in front of my closed door to keep people out right now. I'm not even kidding. I actually, there's a curtain. Do you see this? There's a yes. curtain, a closed door, and a gate.
Every time we record, there's something added.
Like, ah, there's a fire. It'll, like, melt the gate before the game.
There's
going
to be, like, a bank vault door next time with, like, one of those things you have to turn.
Old-timey right. one where I crank it with, like, the bar.
Yeah, exactly. all right, so where are we? Chrissy.
Okay, so Jade... Chrissy. Yeah, so they're having this argument at the reunion, and then we cut to Jade doing a little selfie video, I'm guessing during quarantine, saying the reason that she stopped filming during the reunion and 2 weeks after was because she was just trying to, like, work shit out. She had had enough. And then we see that she's waitressing at her grandma's restaurant, Sanders Family Kitchen.
Which we love her grandma. Like, her grandma.
Oh, do
is-
we? Okay.
Yes. Her voice is like this.
Like mine.
Yeah, it's like
that's
yours.
Why you love her.
I think so.
Okay,
no, but
and
she's
the younger,
a very nice person.
The younger blondish guy is her step grandpa, the grandma's husband boyfriend.
Didn't even notice, honestly.
Oh, he was like the first thing I noticed because I was like, ooh, I wouldn't put those two together.
I don't look at men these days. All right. But yeah, so they have like this family thing that I think Jade probably fronted the money to open.
I remember
seeing when this opened, like seeing it advertised, you know, on StarCasm, and I was like, that's so great for them. I was so proud of them. So what have you found out about this?
So what happened was the restaurant opened, I'm guessing maybe in the spring. And then around July, they were saying that they were going to have to close doors for a little bit. Just something with unforeseen circumstances, blah, blah, blah. They were very vague about it.
But this was this is not COVID year. This was
no.
before, right?
Oh, no. This is 2019 July.
Okay, yeah, right.
Okay, 2019 right. July. And so they were going to be, like, closing for a couple weeks. Everyone was like, whoa, what's going on? And then Jade, a week or two after that, was like, no, that's not true. They're staying open. And then I saw a post around October. I just happened to see this post on their Facebook page of Sanders Family Kitchen in Indiana that they were going to be closing their doors for good. So
That's
it's like they kind of closed and they opened back up. And then they closed and they haven't been open since October.
That always makes me sad when a family.
And when people inquired about it, they just said there was only one post from the step grandpa that said high overhead. So I don't know. Maybe we find out.
Maybe they want to relocate or something.
I don't know, but someone did say on their Facebook page back in like January or February that there's now an Indian restaurant in that location.
Oh, well, I think Jade probably is making a shit ton of money for this season now that it's her second season.
So. Yeah, but that would make sense, like you said, if she fronted some of the money and maybe they couldn't keep up with the rent to the landlord and Jade wasn't going to keep it going. Yikes. It looks nice. I did look at their menu.
Okay, tell me about it. This is going to be like an hour.
Well, their first problem. Hey, we gave you a fair warning. We really get into the food here. First of all, the step grandpa uploaded the menu and it was like on a Word document. It was pretty weak. But when I zoomed in to inspect further, their first problem was that they clearly showed all of the calorie count, which I understand McDonald's has to do. But like, you're not sitting down with a menu wanting to know your pancakes are like 1800 calories.
Right.
I mean, it looked okay from the couple of pictures I saw. It wasn't anything.
It just looks like a family country kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they probably have some good pancakes, but it's pretty hard to fuck up pancakes, you know?
I'm sure I could. Okay, well, anyway, so that sucks. It's still
But closed, she and her mom have to get along because they're working together, and I get it. You're working together. You can't be bitching and arguing, but you know what her mom can do? Put on a goddamn apron and some gloves or maybe like a hairnet when she's cooking something.
It's like so also weird. I mean, I'm sure this has been said by every podcast in the world, but it's just always so weird to see people touching and interacting and not wearing masks. It's just and so listen, weird.
I know all of the chefs at Buffalo Wild Wings have not been wearing gloves and shit for years, but I don't need to see it. I can imagine in my head that it's sanitary back there.
All right. They've made up...
Jade and Sean got in a big fight.
Yeah, they've gotten in a big fight since all of this. And I want to kind of rewind back to the reunion. The fight is really, like, Jade is screaming. Like, do you not remember? She's like, get out! Like, just come, like, as loud. Like, I don't think I've ever had a meltdown like that ever.
But think about if you were at work, because I do think she looks at this as her workplace. These are the people that are filming with her all the time at headquarters, if you will, in New York City, and her mom is coming in and acting like this. That's embarrassing.
Well, yeah, but that would make me just shut down and, like, leave. I would never scream like
she
this.
She was screaming at her, leave, just go, and her mom kept coming back.
Yeah, it's just the amount of difference between, like, her, like, calm demeanor, and then that can so instantly go to, like, the loudest screaming I've ever heard. It's just, it's very crazy. But, anyway, so back to this, her and Sean are in a fight. She doesn't say what for, but maybe he's back into drugs, because at the reunion, he was off drugs again, so they were doing good again. But it's just, they have the most toxic relationship, and they should not be together. The fan base, I think, is... a lot of us are behind Sean and we like want him to do better because he is very explosive as well, but the two of them are just like oil and water and they just set it off in each other. I think that Sean could be a good person too, but these two need to not be together.
He needs to go on 16 and recovering. That new show.
Were you watching that? I'm not watching that.
I can't watch it because just from the previews, I was bawling during it.
Oh, I just have too many shows to, like, catch. I'm like, I can't commit to another one. And if I really like it, then I'm going to end up recapping it.
It looks emotionally exhausting. I got choked up every single time.
Babies. So, are we just talking about, like, Chloe's birthday's coming up now, right?
Do you know that Chloe's name is spelled with, like, all the vowels?
K-H-L-O-I-E, I think.
I hate that. I really liked Jade until I saw that spelling. And I was like, oh, it's pretty wild.
So they're holding it at the family restaurant. Jade walks out, and she made this cake.
It looked like very impressive. Cute.
That was, like, really impressive.
She was drinking Pedialyte or something when she was making it. Did you see that in her friend's kitchen?
She was probably hungover. That's apparently the best hangover cure.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard from, like, an interview from, like, the Jersey Shore cast, like, said that
wow,
somebody said, like, how do you guys get,
sense.
Yeah, like, how do you guys get over your hangover so quickly? And somebody said, like, Pedialyte and something else.
Wow. Okay. How about that friend's son named Shakur?
What? In Jade's segment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that was. Hang on. I think I wrote that down
somewhere. It was like her blonde friend named Heather had a toehead son named Shakur. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to speculate on that. But I was thinking of another.
It was just like an interesting, like I'm so used to Bailey.
Yeah.
Whatever, Aiden Brinlee, all these different
totally
Lee names, so to see.
Absolutely.
You know.
But Jade made the cake, so they're off to the venue, which is the family restaurant. This is, like, the saddest thing.
I know.
Jade's talking about how, like, she invited Sean's grandparents, which is very just like, I just invited his grandparents, which, like, I never thought anything of. But the way Sean reacts later, I felt bad for him.
What's the story there? What's the backstory?
We'll get to that in a second. But
oh, okay,
they
good.
Arrive at the restaurant, and it's just the saddest looking party. It's just it's just like the restaurant, and then like there's like a really shitty bouncy castle outside, like in the parking
lot. And you know, people are driving by, like, oh, cool, Sanders Family Restaurant is having a. Like a little Sunday thing for kids. Yeah. Let's go. And they're like, no, it's a private party.
Only these three babies are allowed on it. So on the drive to the party, Sean texts Jade, tell my kids happy birthday from me, which is, you know, passive aggressive.
Exactly. He knew what he was doing.
Of course, Jade lets us know this while she's driving on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Just texting, notifications, film, yep. Check my Facebook and Instagram. They arrive, and Jade is in a very pissy mood. Sean arrives just hot already, just like steamed up. And they're both avoiding each other. And this, I felt bad for him here because he seems so blindsided. And he's just kind of like wandering around. And then he kind of looks back and he's like, oh, you guys are here. And it's his grandparents. And he wasn't like a dick to them or anything. But then he kind of storms out and his friend goes out with him. And they're standing in the alley, and Sean's like, why are they here? They don't deserve to be here. They didn't earn this. So I'm like, whoa, something.
Yeah. What is that all about?
And
do you
Jade
know
must,
what
I
the
don't
grandparent
know.
Relationship is?
No, or at least I don't remember. But I feel like I would have. But Jade must have known that he has a bad relationship with them, and this seems like a huge overstep and a huge betrayal on her part.
Yeah, I'd love to know the backstory, because if it's something like, you know, he's telling them one story, like he's this super active, involved dad. And then they get there and they're like, wait, he's not even here. What's going on? And so he feels like, oh, shit, I got to cover my story. Or is there something deeper there where they're real assholes?
He said they don't deserve to be here. They haven't earned that. I feel like this would almost be like as if, let's say, at, you know, Lincoln's birthday party, Javi invited her mom. Like, that's, I feel like,
okay.
Like, you didn't have a right to do that. We're not on good terms, you know.
Right.
I feel like, but maybe we'll find out later as the season goes along.
Do you remember what Sean brought for a gift for his 2-year-old daughter?
No, what was it?
Oh, I mean, she's going to have a ball with this. Okay. It was a 2x4, or maybe it was like a 2x8. Painted on three sides, not four, three sides, hot pink.
It was a 2x4.
With house numbers, like address numbers,
yes,
drilled into it. No inch markers, by the way.
No.
And he's like, so we can like measure you as you grow. The
he's
fuck?
He's like walking into the party and like I can just hear.
You are my house.
It looks like he was about to build a ramp or like a fort or something. I wrote down, what is he doing with this huge piece of wood? And then he flipped it around. I was like, if I were Jade, that would make me more pissed off than the
it's
breakup.
Like
I'd be like, now I have to have this fucking thing sitting
yes.
in my house in the corner of my kitchen for the next 8 years. Are you gotta be fucking kidding me?
I love how you were like, she's gonna have a ball with this.
What is she going to do with that? Thanks.
But, you know, what's going to happen is that they're going to measure Chloe, and Chloe's going to expect this thing to be up because it's going to be, like, cool to do, like, every few months.
What? Now it's going to have to be leaning against something in my kitchen for the, well, let's see. My kids are
every time we
not
move,
even
we
5 feet, and that only went up to 5, so That's going to be there probably for at least another 10, 11 years.
And then, like, what do? You, like, toss it out in the garbage? Like, here's, like, all these memories of all the different heights.
Don't know.
Hilarious. I fucking love it.
It's like the worst fucking gift ever.
I'm like, go on.
For a dad to give his daughter, like, give her a little scooter, a little, I don't know, tricycle. Girl, something.
Kids' toys are so cheap. Like, just go on Amazon and buy just something for $30. He's on this show, though.
And why not paint the third side? Like, while you're at it, why don't you flip that thing over and get the other side? There are paint drips on
it. Maybe he wanted it to be, like, a good reveal.
Hideous.
Like, guys, it's just a board. It's just a board. No, it's the best present or ever.
Get the upgraded numbers. Like, those were the old, like, the old-fashioned numbers with, like, the curly Q. At least go for, like, the contemporary.
I feel like he must have seen this on, like, Pinterest or something. Not Pinterest, but, like, what's a gift that I can make for under $3? Like,
I've never seen anything more ugly or offensive. I'd be so pissed off.
It's depressing, though, because everyone's screaming at each other.
Great, you can keep it at your house. It'll be awesome. Why don't you just take it right home with you?
I don't know. Like, this is kind of where my notes end. They just get in a huge fight. And meanwhile, Chloe's just, like, blowing out her candles. I'm like, this is a little girl who's so... She's not even reacting to this because she's very so used cute. To this. She is very cute. Yeah. Well, I think Jade has a very beautiful face.
She's got a doll. She's just, like, a little porcelain doll face.
So that's it. I mean, I feel like Jade's going to have the most explosive season, probably.
God, I hope she doesn't turn into a kale. Although I know you love kale.
I don't. I fucking hate kale now. I don't think you're listening to my podcast.
I am, but you always hold her up. Like, you have, like, a certain respect for kale that I don't.
I like her in the earlier seasons, but she's really quite...
She sucks.
Cunty. No, she's the fun.
Okay. What do you think, Brianna?
Yeah, let's do Brianna. This is good.
It is good.
I have questions for you. Like, I have discussions here for us.
Okay.
So their new condo's under construction. Brianna goes to visit Shirley. You're familiar with Shirley.
Of course I know Shirley. I love that her name is Shirley. Automatically.
Me too.
Any like Shirley on this planet is perfect in my eyes. Flawless.
It's like naming your kid like Maude.
Oh, you're thinking Judd Apatow, aren't you? Yep, they got a Maude.
Oh, I wasn't. I was just thinking of like an old-timey kind of name.
Yeah, or like an Estelle.
His other daughter's name is Iris.
Yeah. Maude the first one is Maude, I think. Anyhow, I love Shirley.
Yeah, no, I like the name Shirley, and I like this Shirley. Apparently, Devoyne is doing better at parenting, but he's just kind of the same. And Lewis isn't tricking anyone anymore, but he's in Orlando, and he's kind of working, but he's still not helping out or seeing Stella, because he's a fucking piece of
shit. Because he's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of fucking shit.
The worst.
And Brianna has been working her hardest to... Not even working her hardest. He's been working his hardest for Brianna to show us what a piece of gutter trash he is.
Oh, I was going to say, he's been working really hard at, like, getting back together. I was like, he has.
No, he's been working hard at proving to America how, like, useless he is for anything. But Brianna says to Shirley, like, well, 3 years ago I met that man. Somebody should have told me to stay away. All foreshadowing. Which I'm sure a lot of people did tell them.
Remember when the storyline was if they were going to give stuff. Holy shit. Oh, my God. What the hell just happened?
God.
Okay. There was just an earthquake in New York. What was that?
Did you see that? Like, did you see anything?
Did I see that? Like, I leapt to action. Like a first responder.
Guess what? It was Latrice, everybody.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Now you guys know what I'm talking about. She came and viciously attacked Amanda.
No, it's because I have, like, a Coke bottle sitting here and then, like, a water. Listen. She had nowhere to jump. And
no,
then I
you
think
sound like every victim. Like, it was your fault that she came.
She did.
It was your fault.
Well, she's very pretty. Anyway, thanks, Latrice. Sorry for what that sounded like for anybody. I'm okay.
She just
safe.
Fucking leapt like Superwoman through the air.
Yeah.
I saw full extension on her arms and legs.
No, my heart is pounding right now because it came
yours. I saw it coming at
me.
You from behind.
Well, thanks for letting me know. You probably saw her prepping that from up there.
Well, I flinch every time she even comes on screen because she's always got to, like, rub her ass up and be like, here I am. Okay.
All right.
Anyhow,
so,
where were we?
Lewis is apparently DJing at a club nearby.
Oh, Jesus.
Cool.
I feel like anyone can DJ.
I feel like you saying that is going to make a lot of people like be like, just so you know, it's actually really hard.
Just like I said, I feel like I could be really good at tap dancing. And then I feel like everyone's really like, sure. I can sing too, but I just don't want to embarrass somebody.
You can. You got the Mariah Carey whistle tone. So Lewis is DJing at a club and Brianna's going to go see him. But just to kind of be hey, I know you're here. I'm just going to prove my point.
This is where you need a friend like Latrice that's going to jump in and be like, no, girl, don't do it.
Shirley was there. What the fuck is Shirley doing?
What the hell was she thinking?
I think that was the intention the whole time, but then alcohol got involved and Brianna's just like, gulp.
And maybe that's why Shirley left. She's like, I'm not sticking around for I'm having no part in this if you're going to stay and talk to him.
Shit. Yeah, like what could possibly go wrong? So they go to the club. It's just such a bad idea. And the girls are in the Uber. And they're talking about, Brianna's like, I'm just going to get so wasted. Yeah. But then like, I don't want to get too wasted because I don't want to do nothing stupid. And then I think Shirley says, no, actually, I think it's a good idea if you get wasted because then you'll just be extra mad. I'm like, have you guys never been drunk before? Because that's not how it turns out.
No. You're seeing things that are not really happening.
Oh, yeah.
Where he looks at you with like anger in his eyes, but you're like, I think he just winked at me, you guys.
Or, like, you have plans to, like, go and, like, yell at somebody, but then you get wasted and you're like, I just don't understand why you did that. I just need a hug.
I just miss you as a friend so much. It's like every Real Housewives reunion. Then they start crying and they make up and then they hug. Right.
All right. So, on an unrelated note, Brianna is wearing, like, a really hot outfit, which, like, get it, girl. I mean, like, I understand, like, if you're seeing your ex-boyfriend who treated you like shit, you want to look awesome. But, like, her, like, she's, like, she just had her surgery.
I think Brianna is so cute. I think she's so pretty.
She's beautiful.
Here we go into the whole thing. We love the trio. What do they call them? The coven. I'm a huge fan of the coven. I love them all.
I came a long way to get there, but I love them.
Yep,
especially me too. Brittany. Being Brittany, that's another really good special that I did that you probably have somewhere. I fucking don't have it anymore.
We'll get it up there.
Yeah, all right. So I think most of that special is me being like exploring my sexuality. I'm like, I'm just really like turned on by her.
Between that, you're like, what does she look like? A mix between a possum with the face of an egret.
I did. I think for my picture.
You landed on Francine, I think. A raccoon.
I had a picture of
something.
A raccoon, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is not an insult.
No, she's gorgeous.
Better than looking like Mr. Bean. Okay. So Brianna just wants to
get drunk and confront him.
But she's like downing drinks and she's like texting Lewis, like, why aren't you paying attention to me? And he's like,
because he's
back,
in
like,
the
I'm
fucking
working.
DJ booth.
Yeah. He's like, I'll see you. And she's like, are you even going to come say hi? And he's like, yeah, like when I'm on a break. Like,
I'm pretending to turn records right now. Can't you see me up here?
I'm like moving
wiggity,
around the
wiggity,
order
wiggity,
of
wiggity,
my
whack.
Playlist. I know that a DJ is going to come after us and be like, for your information, it takes a lot of skill. And this is actually what
okay, listen, my mix list. Okay, I'll just have to take a picture of my iTunes playlist. You guys die laughing. It's real, real bad.
So, Lewis is finally done with his sweet-ass gig. Mm-hmm. And they make it outside in the sidewalk. Ugh. And Brianna's wasted. So he says, are you drunk? And she's like, yeah. And she is like, she's not even like, she's very sloppy.
Yeah.
She's not blackout, but she's definitely tired. Yeah. Like, she looks like she's about to fall asleep.
She's not going to throw up. She's just, like, really feeling it.
I feel like she's pretty close to getting the spins.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Like, I think if she, like, smoked a cigarette or, like, took a hit of weed,
oh,
she
that
would
makes
have
me want to throw
spins.
Up.
So she's, like, really messy. And what do we think of this? Because
okay, well, she asks, what are you doing for work? Like, just period. She doesn't even know that he's there for good. And he says that he left for this truck driving gig, and right after he left, he got called back from the union, and that's why he's back. But what he landed is a real good gig. It's construction work. So he's going to be staying Orlando. Right,
good.
Nothing against that. And she's like, so you're here, you knew you were going to be staying here, and it's for the long term. So why haven't you called, been like, hey, I moved back? Because that's what it comes down to. He's not just here for a couple weeks to do his real sweet DJing gig. He's here to live now for good.
I feel like this is like an after-hour coffee shop that he has this DJ gig at. But yeah, and she's like, I just want you to, and I'm not making fun of her. This is just how sloppy she is. She's very slurry. She's like, I just want you to be there for Stella. She needs to know who you are. And he's like, I know. I admit it. But
you have to understand, as a man, when I go through shit, when I can't provide, which is such BS. God. I don't know how I don't know how she didn't hit him right there.
She's so drunk. Like,
how do you go through shit when you've never actually been in the shit to provide? You haven't even dipped your toe into it. So to be able to say like, oh, when I can't provide, you've never done it.
And I think what's happening here is that she's desperate for some kind of justification or just anything from him, because he's so shut off. And then he starts to gaslight her at some point, like, I tried, Brianna, but then you just cut me off. And she's like, did you want to be with me? And I think she's just in that state of drunk.
What, are you afraid of me? Are you like intimidated by me or something? Are you upset that I don't want a relationship with you? She just saw it in his eyes, and for that split second, that drunk second, she remembered what they had when he was all like goo-goo over her.
And she wanted that moment of somebody telling her that they want her, which you can't fault her for. So she's like, I don't know. Like, I tried with you, but how was I supposed to feel when you fuck some girl? And he's like, yeah, I know I did. But, you know, you shut me right out after I did that. I'm like, nope.
Oh, my God. I got so pissed off.
So he's gaslighting her. He's turning it around on her. But she's like, no, no, that's not what happened. Like, she's at least sober enough to know
her shit. And he starts smiling at her, doing this, like, coy little smile. Ugh, it made me sick.
Where are you living?
You went cold turkey on me. You went cold turkey on me.
You cheated because on her when she was pregnant.
Well, she was supposed to, like, ease you into breaking up when you cheated on her while she's carrying your child.
This is after he convinced her to keep the baby and not give it up for adoption.
Oh, yeah, because he would be devastated. He wants to be a father.
That's my blood.
Yeah.
So, Brianna says, so where's your house? She's kind of like, she's really just like about to fall asleep on this like table she's kind of leaning on. And he goes, why? Why you want to know? And he's like, you coming home with me? And she's like, yeah, let's get an Uber.
She said, call an Uber and we'll go home.
Here's my question now, and I don't know the answer to this. This is just a question. Is she too drunk to be taking home to have sex with Lewis?
Yes.
There's no way this turns out well for you, Lewis.
She fell asleep in that cab or that Uber 100%.
Yeah. Like, and then they probably
half consciously they did it.
And I feel like their mouths both tasted like just Red Bull.
And there wasn't even any hum.
No, it was just like teeth smashing against each other.
No, I don't even think there was any of that. There was no kissing.
It was like sex from behind.
Ew. Like, well, not that that's ew, but just anything with him is ew. It was his stupid smiling face. He's one of the few people that look uglier when they smile.
He looks like a turtle. Or a mole turtle.
Ooh.
A turtly mole. This is the thing. I feel like he thinks like, oh, well, I'm winning now. Like, I'm getting the one up on her. But, bitch, don't you remember her family? Like, do you think that there's any way that this is going to...
Ooh, wait till Roxanne hears about this. Brie.
And he gives her an STD.
No.
Yeah, that was in all the season previews, so that should not be a spoiler for anyone.
Well, I saw she went to get tested. It comes out positive.
He gives her an STD, yeah. Like gonorrhea or something.
God damn, why did she do that?
Listen, we've all been there.
Well, not all of us.
Well.
And not that I'm faulting you. I actually envy a lot of you that were a lot more adventurous than I was.
Right at this moment, I need to make it quite clear that I'm not implying that I did this at all. And like,
wait, you have the hots for Lewis? So if you had to pick between Lewis and Gary, there's a gun to your head and you have to pick one of them.
I would pick any of these people over the person that did this shit to me. Like, I feel like I'm implying that I did this recently with, like, my ex, which I did not. Like, I feel like that's what I was just implying. And I didn't.
You have the hots for Gary and you have the hots for Lewis. Totally. So I'm making you choose between the two. You're torn between two lovers. Gary. You're always going Gary.
No, I'm going Lewis because I feel like it would be way better sex. Yes, I'm going Lewis. He's going to have to wear a condom.
I feel like he'd be overly sweaty.
And Gary's not going to be.
Well, Gary might just be like, because he's not like as fit, but I feel like Lewis would be sweating out like substances, like drugs, alcohol. Sure.
Like he smells like whiskey. Yeah. I think he must be somewhat good in bed if Brianna like wants to have sex with him again.
Ew, no. Okay.
Mm-mm. Well, that's it for Brianna, so stay tuned.
All right. Are we going? Okay, so who do you have left? Kale, Chelsea, or.
You want to end with Leah?
Yes, let's end with Leah. Okay, so Chelsea or Kale?
Let's do Kale, I guess. No, Chelsea's kind of. Nothing really happens with Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. She goes to look at her clothing line with Laura Bells. Lori Bells.
What is Lori Bells? It's just Did I miss something?
Yeah, she teamed up with this, you know.
No, she had the bag company.
No, this is like some boutique that she paired with last season. Jesus. That just are putting, literally just putting her name on their, like, merchandise. And she's like, oh my God, look at this green flannel. So revolutionary, right, Jody?
And she starts calling it her and she, because obviously she just watched Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or something. Yeah, like, or like this is her thing she does now.
Oh, there she is. Oh, there's not very many left. It's a, that should be a good thing. I'm like, no, they probably just didn't order them any.
Because it's freaking ugly.
It's not even ugly. It just it doesn't look like anything.
It's a flannel.
Like you can get that at Costco in a set of three with different colors.
Do you think they're selling that amazing beanie hat that she had just stuck on the back of her head or her Rolling Stone shirt? Let's just ask the question that we all want to ask. Can Chelsea name one Rolling Stone song?
We're going to put a pin in that because I got pretty much the exact same note later. But, okay, I just need, Jody, just make sure you're not taking a sip of anything. Make sure everyone's sitting down because you guys, I'm about to drop a bomb on you. The next thing they're releasing at this boutique is a cardigan.
Wait, what?
Just take it in for a second. I mean, I feel like I'm buzzing with that information.
Wait, what is a cardigan? I've never seen one before. It must be something hot and new.
It's a new thing.
Okay.
It's not straight out of the 40s and 50s.
Is it something that I can wear when I'm cold and I am like a little like can a vintage tee on our knees?
Can you make the sleeves a little bit longer so I can we do like sleeveys?
And it's like, so cool.
That's literally the way this woman announced this. She's like, the next thing we're going to do is do a cardigan. And Chelsea's like, oh my God.
And she held it up and it was like this, it looked like a twin size flat sheet. She just like held up this massive and it was piece beige. Of beige, it was yarny something. Yeah.
I'm like,
oh my God.
How much and is then that she looks the sell label. For yeah. Oh my God, oh. Chelsea. Okay.
Chelsea the blur. Oh, my God.
Now they're going to look back at, like, I don't know, more items. I don't know, whatever.
She gets a call from a detective. Oh, my God. And then she says to the PCOS awareness producer that also was like, oh, my God, Macy. This is the same producer. And she's like, I've literally never been involved with anything like this. Like, do they just, like, lay everything out and you say, this is mine? I don't know.
Yeah, well, but, Jody, if I got a call from a deputy, especially right now, I would go into a full-on tailspin.
Okay, but I've literally never been involved in anything like this. You're not unique, Chelsea. No one.
That's true.
Or I would say probably 90% of the population has not been involved in anything like this. We don't know what they do either.
Can you imagine, though, like, obviously somebody calls you. Obviously you're sending it to voicemail. But then you get the voicemail and it's like, this is deputy, blah, blah, blah. Please give us a call back.
Oh, I'd be edging.
You'd be excited.
Oh, my God, yes.
I would not.
I live to be able to identify a perp.
Oh, so you wouldn't think I did something wrong?
No. In my old neighborhood, I called in, like, a tip. And then they wanted Dave and I to get in the car. And we had to get in the car. We had to casually drive through, like, a little mini mart parking lot because they found two potential perps. Unfortunately, it was like a negative identification, so they let the people go.
So you were a Karen that day.
It was the time of my life. And of course, Dave is like, you know they're going to find your house and like fuck up our house now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So we also get a flashback of like, just in case anyone didn't watch last season, like a flashback of what the, and it's Cole being like, we've been robbed. So anyway, Chelsea lets us know she's been going to therapy. Now I think it's a different scene. She's at home.
Yeah.
She's been going to therapy and taking meds to help her anxiety, but the robbery coming up again is really triggering. Now, look, I'm not going to shade Chelsea for any of this shit because after the past couple of weeks I've had of living in fear every time, like, somebody brushes by my, like,
rings your doorbell.
Yep. I understand. But, okay. But that's really not what's important. I have another bombshell to set your way, Jody.
I know what it's going to be, but let's hear it.
Cole has given up his Stars and Stripes wardrobe, and he switched it to some full-on hunting camouflage. But you better believe, when Cole commits to a new clothing style, oh, he's wearing it head to toe.
Catching deers. That's what his hat said. A patch.
No. No.
Catching.
No.
With an I-N apostrophe. Catching deers. Because get it, guys? He's got a sense of humor. Because, like, deers isn't a thing. Get it? Catching deers.
This also isn't, like, the cute army print that all of us girls wear from Target. This is, like, I am blending into the woods for my dear life.
I bet you he loves that movie, Into the Woods. Was that, that was like a movie, a Disney remake, right?
Yeah, it was one, it's one of my favorite musicals.
That's why I said Cole would like
Cole's
it.
Cole's like, I've always wanted to be Cinderella. I wish.
I also noticed that Chelsea was wearing another...
An Elton John. This is where I wrote, Chelsea, quick, name an Elton John song.
That one pissed me off. That yes. one pissed me off.
And it wasn't even that. It wasn't even an Elton John shirt with a point of view or something funny. It was just like, Elton John.
Like in gold picture. Letters. Like, get it, guys? Because he's flashy. Gold letters. Well,
they also support the gay community. I don't know if you remember that they've saved homophobia last season.
Yeah, they saved all the gay people in the world because Cole was there. He supports them.
In full costume. In a shorts romper. I'll never get over that episode. I was so pissed. So Chelsea says that her face has been really twitchy lately.
No, literally. It was literally my face was twitching on the way home. Like, and then she reenacts twitching.
I would love to record. I mean, I would never do this for $1 million, but I'd love to record one of our Zoom calls here and just, like, to show her this is what a twitchy face looks like.
I don't even notice that on you. I really
do you
don't.
Ever see, do you ever see when I do this? When it looks like I'm, like, looking up for, like, a contact I've lost in my eye, that's, like, one of them.
Okay, well, I don't even really pay that much attention.
Well, I don't know why I'm pointing it out to you. I don't know why the fuck I would do that to myself. But now Chelsea's like, well, I just feel like I'm just, like, so anxious and, like, my anxiety, and I have anxiety and, like, therapy and triggering and trigger. And this is the start of my spiral, I feel. And then it's just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then it just shows Cole... And his face is just like, oh, fuck.
He's definitely he's in like, a, like, I'm so tired of this shit.
Yeah, not, I'm sure he is tired, but I think it's more just like, oh, God.
Here we
what,
go.
What am I to do now? So now Cole and Chelsea drive. Cole is in full cognito, by the way.
You can barely see him. You're like, where is he? Is this a self-driving car? Do they have one of the prototypes
like,
here?
I feel like he might as well be wearing just like a full bush over his entire body.
With the twigs sticking out. Like he's in one of those, what do they call those? The stands, the, you know what I'm talking about?
No. I just picture a bush with two eye holes that just like move side to side.
The stands. Don't they call it a stand? When you're hunting, you go to the...
Oh,
all right, whatever.
What the fuck do I know about hunting? So they're headed to the police station, and you guys, Cole is so scared of Chelsea.
Yes, he
like,
is.
You okay? You okay? How are you doing? Are you okay? Are you tired?
He's like, I'm serious about getting past this. And she's like, yeah, I'm serious too. But like, I think it affected us all more than we even realized that it affected us. And he's like, oh shit. Now she thinks it's like,
Which again, we're not making fun because this would be traumatizing.
For obviously. Sure. But he is not as affected by it as her. And he's trying to be like, okay, I want to work with you to move past this. Like, I'm okay. We're going to be okay. But we have to, like, think positive, you know?
Listen, this is what I want to see, this shit right here. This is what we've all been wanting the past few seasons. Is I don't want them to break up. I want people to be happy. But I wanted to see them in their real fucking life with an ounce of fucking tension. So he's like, are you okay? Are you tired? She's like, no, Cole, I'm not tired, okay? I just want to get this over with. And you can tell that, his energy is not what Chelsea needs. Chelsea needs more of an energy that's like, it's fine. Calm down.
That's
like,
what she needs, fine. But what she wants is is it Adam? Princess that calls her like Big Chelsea or whatever? Like, who she's not big anymore. I mean, she's never really been big. She's gorgeous, but she needs someone to be like, okay, Chelsea, take a deep breath. We're here at the police department. They're taking care of it. They got it on the case. You're seeking therapy, but like, you gotta like get yourself together.
Yeah, you have to suck it up sometimes.
Put on a brave face. We have a security system.
She can't be coddled. You can't coddle this girl. And Cole lives to coddle.
Yeah.
And also, I'm sure that if he raised his voice at her and tried to do that, she'd be like, why are you yelling?
Oh my God.
So, I don't think they're going to break up. Like,
no.
I don't wish anything bad.
No, because they get out of the car and they clasp hands and they walk in together like everything's fine and dandy.
Give us that slight bit of real tension to show that you are a human couple that has that snap at each other sometimes.
Well, as he's squeezing her shoulder, like, are you tired? And she goes, honey, no, I'm not tired. I'm stressed out. He goes, do you think this is going to help? I don't know. It's like, okay.
He just doesn't know he doesn't know how to talk to her. And also,
I'm trying to think how Dave would respond to me if I were to be like, I don't know. He'd be like, all right, just trying to help. I guarantee that's what he would say.
Don't fucking talk.
Like, all right, well, Jesus, I was just trying to help. Be nice.
I think that Chelsea's just really can be very gloomy. Like, I feel like it looks
she
like
can live in it.
Yeah, like she
which
kind
I get
of
when you're when you're depressed and anxious, and I get it.
I can't fault her for that, but I'm finally learning to relate to this couple because of this. Finally,
well, but she's also had a camera on her for the past 10 years?
Yeah,
that is tracking and just focusing on every mild mood change and feeds into it. So she's just used to her life being a storyline that everyone's going to be like, oh, what's the next thing that's going to happen?
True. And if I'm sad, I need to make sure that I'm really
everyone sad. Knows I'm sad. Yeah, exactly.
But there was just a moment in the car where I felt
it was real, like, for a moment.
She was like, she just seemed so gloomy. And you could tell that Cole was like,
he looked exhausted.
Like, yeah, he did. He looked exhausted at having, like, not knowing what to do to help her.
Yeah.
Okay, so cameras aren't allowed at the police station, but they come out and she calls Randy. Dad, it's like, nothing to stop. This would be so frustrating too. She's like, they bring out a bag and then they pull it out there and they say, is any of this yours? No, next bag. And then she's like, it gets to the last two bags and you just like kind of give up. And then they both kind of, her and Cole both kind of say they'd rather just not even deal with this anymore. Like, I'd rather just not get
Cole
my stuff.
Cole says
back.
That. He's like, I just don't want to think about it anymore. I just want to close it. And she goes, yeah, but it would have been nice to close it, like, saying this all was behind us. And he goes, well, yeah. And she goes, but I don't know, I just didn't think I'd be disappointed, but I am disappointed. And you could tell. And then he just goes like this, he looks at the window and he goes it was this long go back and rewatch it if he didn't catch it. It was like staring out into the sunset, like, this is never going
to
end.
Tell me what to do for you right now. So, Chelsea.
Like, what he wants to say is, listen, our stuff is gone. If it turns up, great. But if not, we've got to at least take steps to move past this. Yes. We cannot live in this stuff that happened a year or two ago.
And we've already bought a new house and all new stuff. Like, we don't need this stuff back. Like, you know, just move on. It's easy to say move on again.
Right.
I'm going from a very, I think if I had recorded this episode a week ago,
it's a violation.
Like,
someone in your
bitch.
House. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so Kale next. Hello?
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at my text messages because I just had like three different moms of my kids text message me. Okay, never mind.
I'm going to check my text messages too.
Oh, must be nice to have kids' moms texting you all the time.
Sounds awesome. Also, I got like, I think, 30 different unknown number calls today because I had to switch health insurances recently. So
that's so weird you said that. Okay, go on, and then I'm going to...
Oh, well, I was just going to... I, like, looked up, like, I just... All I did was Google, like, health insurance options, and then within, like, 2 minutes, like, it just for the past 6 weeks, and I fucking have...
Me too! Health insurance again. Did you put my phone number?
No. Yep.
I swear
to God,
I've been getting phone calls out of Florida for the past probably 2 months.
Oh, they're calling me from all over.
And text messages now for some guy named Thomas that was looking into health insurance, wanting health insurance quotes.
Well, it's also really fun when the police tell me, you know, I think, you know, like, we're going to do everything we can, but you should just maybe change your number. And I physically can't change my number because I have a business that has to be, phone number has to be, like, put online. And so to get new business, I'm getting phone numbers all the time from unknown numbers. And every time it happens, I get a mild heart attack. It fucking sucks, dude.
You know what? Just get past it.
Yeah, just get past it. I don't want to get past it, Joni.
Next time we record, I'm just going to show up in full camo. I think I'm going to start dressing,
I'm going to wear a cardigan.
My thought is to dress in theme for every episode, like I did for NYC prep when I wore like a little jaunty scarf.
And you wore your Hamilton shirt.
That lasted for 2 episodes. And then I realized I'm like, oh, I only have 4 shirts that I really wear or fit right now. So there we go. All right. So Kaylin.
Yeah. Having 3 boys is a lot of work and it doesn't help that I'm always... Having 3 boys is a lot of work, and it doesn't help that I'm always up and down with their dads. Javi and I are getting along fine right now, and even though Joe and I had some hard times last year, he apologized to me. He apologized to me.
Yeah.
About a month ago, and we've been better lately. Since my new house is closer to Chris, I thought he'd be seeing Lux more, but that wasn't the case, because things took a turn again, and we're not together. On top of that, there's some rumors popping up about him. So in walks producer Patrick.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's back up. Having 3 boys is a lot of work, and it doesn't help that I'm always up and down with their dads. Gee,
who's the common denominator?
Yeah, who would have been able to control that situation? Oh, let me think. God. She's the worst.
The in walks Patrick, who's my most annoying producer.
Oh, yeah.
To get the scoop. And he's like, hey, girl. And she's like, hey, friend. And Patrick's like, so I read on the interweb that Chris potentially has a new baby on the way. And, okay, Chris, bitch, stop going on Instagram Live, you fucking messy bitch. Like, if you want to have attention, you can just sign up for the season of Teen Mom. You do know that, right, Chris?
Yeah, so what is this whole thing? I'm confused with Kale's corroboration theory.
This all happened so long ago, but I do remember following this whole story. Okay. Teen Mom is my life, but... And I still don't really know because I don't want to look ahead, actually.
Okay.
Like, a year ago, some girl was giving... Like, Chris will go on Instagram Live and talk shit about Kale, and then she'll do an order of protection against him.
Her favorite thing,
which is all... By the way, guys, it's really not that easy to do. You have to fucking have, like... You have to fucking pull teeth together.
Yeah, what the hell?
So, I don't know how she's getting them so fucking easily. But anyway, so... He's going on and just, they're just talking shit about each other and then they're back together and then they're tweeting at each other. Anyway, I think Kale posted one day saying, like, I think she was the one that leaked it, like a text message from some random girl. She read all these texts just saying, like, you know, like, I slept with your man and I...
Okay, so hold on. I took a screenshot of what she had on her phone.
Great.
Which is not what she said out loud.
Oh, okay. No, she.
Okay, so her thing says, girl, I know this you. I got your number out of Chris's phone. Tell him that to stop playing with me and hit me up about that baby. Oh, shit, something. You could say something about my tweet on TV, but can't hit me back up about our baby daddy. No. Oh, so funny. So it looks like, and I'm looking at her like tweet. I can't really show you here, but it looks like she tweeted her back, deleted her own tweet. I'm sorry. Texted her back, deleted her own text.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then she did the same thing at the bottom because it says after she read the other part that she did on TV, there's a gap. And then it says, That was foul. Unfortunately, I'm not petty and won't leak yours. Have a blessed day.
But then she also says somewhere Kale, they're like, I'll make sure to contact you in a couple of months so that our
That was before this last week.
Okay, yeah.
So from reading that, that was foul. Unfortunately, I'm not petty and I won't leak yours. Have a blessed day. I think Kale tweeted or texted her back something really nasty and then was like, oh, I'll delete that. And then you guys can see my screenshot of what she texted me. She so obviously texted her back before both of these.
Yeah, Kale.
Obviously.
But I will say that I'm impressed with how candid and kind of level-headed Kale's being about this. So she's like, yeah, no, I mean, I guess I believe him. I think that he, if it's true, he's scrambling to do damage control. And then she goes, if it's true, it's just going to close the door to us ever being together again. I'm like, you've gotten into physical fights several times and he's cheated on you 1 million times. Like, this is going to close the door? Like, what? Oh, it's
because she doesn't want any guy that she's been with to have more children with someone else, which she ends up talking about. And I do believe her that she wants her kids to be able to see their siblings.
I agree, too.
But it's also about her being the woman in that guy's life. She doesn't want.
No, but she's never been that into anybody as much as she was into Chris. And even if you hate Kale,
but it's not about being into the person. It's about maintaining control. She wanted to maintain control with Joe and Javi, even though she doesn't want to be with them, no one else can be with them.
My God, she's like literally exactly like Max's boyfriend. So even if you, but don't you feel sorry for her for like the cycle of abuse that she's put herself in here? I'm just always going to kind of.
I'm going to.
Bad.
Sucks. I mean, listen, for like the kids' sake, it sucks, but she has endless resources to get her shit together. And I guarantee she doesn't go for like therapy or anything like
that. She thrives on the.
Yeah, she loves it.
So.
And who is New Bone?
Oh, I didn't even notice. I don't really even like take account of.
She looks
of her
about
friends.
20 years older than Kale. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I feel like
right.
You are way too good for her.
You're right. She almost looks like Jade's grandmother, actually, but younger.
Yeah.
So next segment, Kale hasn't heard anything more about the pregnancy rumor, but it's definitely on my mind. So Kale picks
no.
up Lincoln. And you know,
I wonder if you've been, like, tweeting and texting your friends about it. Crazy. I would never have known.
Kale picks up Lincoln, and they discuss, like, church and his beliefs.
That was cute.
I thought it was cute, too, and I was actually kind of impressed. I'm not going to get into religion. I saw some debates on places saying like, well, she has no right to say that he can believe in everything, like whatever you can.
Why?
I'm not, because if you believe in God, you should only believe in God. Fine, whatever. I'm not even getting into
okay.
that. But I will say that, as we all know, I've listened to Kale's audiobook like 3 times.
Oof.
And there's a whole section in there where she is very open and honest about the fact that she is a complete atheist. I believe that you are dirt when you die. And, like, she truly believes this, and she, like, is a whole chapter of her book. It annoyed me, because I don't personally like hearing that, but, it's her book, she has a right to say her truth, and I was shocked that she was like, okay, that's great, Lincoln, I'm glad, like, good for you, you should believe whatever you want. And I was like, oh. Like, I was shocked she wasn't like, well, I mean, it's all fake.
Yeah.
You're when you die, you're dead. Like,
right,
I'm
just expose him to everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am, too. Yeah.
So.
That was cute. I believe in all of them. You know, Buddha and, you know.
She's like, did you have fun at church? And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, why would you even ask anyone that? If you asked me that, I'd be like, no, it was fucking boring.
Right.
It's boring.
The best part of church was you leave right after you get communion. And you, like, walk right out and you get your donut holes and your lemonade.
Exactly. So I hate this. Okay, so Kale gets Kale gets these evil-ass text from the random baby mama.
Oh, sorry. I kind of jumped ahead there earlier. Right.
I just think this is so mean, and, like, who would ever do this? This is just nasty. It's nasty.
They're immature women at this point.
Yes, exactly.
You're too old to be doing this stuff. All of them.
Yes. So, Kale. It autocorrected to Kill. Kale calls Chris, and she asks him, like, is there any possible truth to this? And he, of course, says no, and she's like, okay, bye then. And then her old-ass friend says, like, well, you know, if he did get someone pregnant, it's not your problem. And Kale says, like, it's not my problem, but I'm not keeping siblings apart, which was impressive to me, because I can tell you, Chelsea didn't have that kind of situation when, oh, I see you, you little bitch. Look at her. I saw her creeping up behind me on your camera. Okay, so her, so I think it's noble because Chelsea didn't do anything to keep.
I want to believe in my heart of hearts that it's sincere, and I do for the most part. And I think it's 80% sincere.
And she makes sure to mention, like, even though I really fucking hate Lauren, and I'm like, why do you hate Lauren though? She's
What's the anger towards her?
I don't know. Javi,
I wonder if she likes her more since Javi cheated on her. Only because then she's like, oh, see,
Well, I have pretty good, I have like it from certain sources that Javi cheated on Lauren with Kale like that week that all that happened.
Oh, I just assumed that they did.
Of course. Well, of course. Okay, so that's it for Kale though, right?
I mean, who could resist? What do you call him? Fish Lips McGee?
Yes. Fish Lips McGee. Okay.
All right. Are we ready for DaBella DaBall?
We are.
Oh, God. I love to hate her so much.
Jeremiana just shot. What? Just shot. Oh, Jeremy and I just shot the reunion, I guess. Just shot Corey not coming to Allie's doctor's appointment. All right.
Yeah, so Dr. Drew and Jeremy and Leah were sitting there, and Jeremy just went in on Corey for being an absent father. And let's remember Leah's sister, Victoria.
Yeah, she's full on
pregnant. Had her baby. I'm going to have a lot to say this season, but that should be fun.
Well, she goes, I didn't plan on bringing it up to Corey, so Jeremy's put me in a really tough spot. So Leah and Victoria are at the reunion. They get off stage. They're both wearing, like, matching orange, which is a bold choice. Orange. It's like an orange. It's like a jack-o'-lantern orange. Leah's like, you know, Jeremy just said way too much. And Victoria's like, I just think he was in his feelings. And Leah's like, yeah, you're right. I think he was just in his feelings.
And she's got some new friend there, Kylie.
Oh, yes. And Kylie's like, I think that he might have just been in his feelings. So they show a flashback to the reunion. And Jeremy just has that shitty grin on his face. And he's, like, talking about Corey being a bad father. I just want to say, I like Leah's hair, long and brown hair. It looks healthy.
I was going to say, this season so far, her hair looks the best it has ever looked. Hands down, in the 10, 11 years we've known her. Looks great. Because
I wonder if she got a full treatment and they just took all the dye out of it. Like, they just gave her a full...
Well, it's definitely a brown dye, but her extensions are dyed brown. It just looks healthier. They're trying to get it to a place.
It's a work in progress.
It's a journey.
I was just so nervous. She goes, I was just so nervous once he brought that up. And I just shut down, which I call bullshit, because they obviously fucked the night before. I'm pretty sure Dr. Drew asks them, like, did you guys have sex last night?
And they were like, he did. I remember that from the reunion.
Because, of course, those are the real hard-hitting questions that a fucking doctor should be asking. Because
Addie wants mommy and daddy back together. She looks at my texts in my phone.
So they obviously fucked the night before, and I'm sure they bonded over drinks, shit-talking Corey.
Listen,
so,
like, I'm sure Leah's that like, is how Corey, that's how Leah snags every guy, by talking about the guy that she's with or the guy she was with previously, mean and how he just doesn't help her. That's how she gets every guy she's with.
She did that with the Dirty John guy. She's with everyone. Just leave her around. She sucks.
So she told Jeremy that Corey just never goes. He's never been to an appointment. He was at the first one and the third one, but he's never been there since. Jeremy being like, yeah, oh, you do so much, Leah. You're there for the girls. And, oh, they're so lucky to have. He shouldn't be doing that. I could be the big manly man in my engineer.
Let me stick my penis in you now.
Measuring tape to tell you I'm a man.
And Leah, also, I feel like people oft forget that Leah's not the full-time parent Corey is. Leah's the secondary
parent. Ooh, you're right. I forgot that, too.
So Corey's there.
But he's got a 9-to-5 job. But still, okay, Victoria and Kylie are riling Leah up. And they're like, I think it was Kylie that was like, it's two appointments a year. It's not a big deal. Okay, well, do any of you in this room have a 9-to-5?
Well, Leah says, he has a 9-to-5 job and I don't. And I'm like, yeah, we know that.
But listen, And eventually we will get to this, but if you have an understanding, okay, listen, as someone who has two kids, and yes, I am married to my husband, but if there are doctor's appointments, which I have very important ones, I bring my son to transfusions every couple weeks, okay?
Yep.
And it's, you don't need everyone there for it. They have been right. in serious, my son was in the hospital for whatever, and I was there for most of it. Like, there's just certain things you're like, okay, one person's got this.
Yeah.
The person that is has the 925, who is probably providing the health insurance, is going to attend to these things if you got
and
it.
And this isn't like a, oh, I'm getting, we're rushing her to the hospital type thing. This
She's
is
having
a,
brain surgery or like a yeah. heart transplant.
It's
or
a regular appointment.
It's an, a twice a year, once a year checkup.
Anyway, I do, I kind of see the point that it is only 2 to 3 times a year, but I just.
Sure.
Whatever.
But if it's, Leah has said, which she confirms later, I got this, she probably is like, oh, I'm,
right.
hey, at our, this appointment, we just scheduled our 6 month one for this one.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, okay, so let me know if you want me to be there. Okay.
I'm sure if she was like, Corey, Allie really wants you there. But then later,
but the thing
like,
is, she's probably told Jeremy that she has said that and made up this lie that Corey just never wants to come. But she can't say that to Jeremy, and she can't say it on camera because then we'll know she's a liar.
Well, now Jeremy walks in, guess what? Smiling. Like, oh, that was funny.
He's got a fucking and pan face, just like that dork Max on Unexpected.
Unexpected. The women all just keeps, the women are like, I feel like Jeremy, you, I feel like you're in your fill-ins today. I'm like, oh my God, stop saying that.
Fill-ins. Never,
you hit the limit on sand. He's in his fill-in.
So I'm pretty sure none of you have seen a dentist. Okay.
Yeah, so sorry. Leah's stressed for Corey seeing this when it airs. Well, sorry, Leah, that's your fucking fault. So,
she could have said right there in that moment, if she wouldn't have lied to Jeremy previously, No, we have an understanding. It would have been put to bed right yeah. there in that little segment. It would have been cut out of the show altogether.
Oh, because it's not interesting if there's no right. conflict.
Like, oh, no, we already have it set up. Like, he knows I go. We FaceTime him on the way back.
So
let him know
you,
what
Jeremy.
Went on.
Like, I understand Jeremy gets a, you know.
He's very concerned. That's so sweet of you being concerned, Steph.
He loves the girls so much. He just loves those twins. Yeah. All right, so, next, Leah's back from New York, but the reunion has aired, and yeah. Corey has posted some posts.
Allie, there's a bee there that's there on your butt.
Oh, you hated that. On your crush.
Because Addie had to fucking pipe up, because Addie's got to be the center of attention.
So you hate Addie more than Gracie. Well, Gracie's, like, mature now, kind of. Gracie looks like she's, like, a 15-year-old.
Addie
she's
has surpassed
gorgeous.
Gracie for sure.
Yeah. Well, she's at that age also. But the older girls are, like, grown now, I think. And I think mm-hmm. they're realizing they're so much smarter than their own mom. And they're like, oh, my God, Leah.
That
Jesus
little
God,
she's
Leah.
Way too mouthy for her age. Not cute. It's not
but
cute.
But she gets told by fucking America that it's adorable.
She's not. It's not
Should
that
I read
cute.
The tweet? Okay, first of all, I want to point out the fact that they show the screenshots of these tweets. For somebody like Corey who says that he just hates being on the show and being associated with them, his social media name is Corey Sims MTV. So, you know, fuck off. So, first tweet. Like something. It's like obviously like yep. a part two of something. Any issues of such.
And for, I'm going to do it in Corey's name. And for Mr. Dad of the Year to run his mouth about not going to doctor's appointment. How many have you been to there, big guy?
Second tweet.
Of so much more to say. Maybe save it all for another season. And FYI, IDC. If I have to take unpaid days for my full-time job, I will be at the next reunion.
Somebody had me a Kleenex.
Oh, he doesn't blow his nose. He sucks that right back up.
Ew!
He snorts it right back up into that nasal
Full
cavity.
Loogies. Leah reads the tweets to her derpy producer. Where's Kristen, by the way?
I don't know, but do you know how she reads that tweet to the derpy producer?
No, do go.
She says, and Corey said something about in a long string of tweets, and for Mr. Dad of the Year to run his mouth about not going to doctor's appointments, how many you been there to, big boy, instead of big guy? And I don't know why I thought that was so funny. She said big boy in front of, instead of big guy.
Leah's like, oh my God, this is just so stupid. And she like tosses her phone like, oh, this is so stupid.
bed.
It's because she's
like, you love this.
Listen, it's because she has work to do. She has her laptop in front of her, she has long nails that can go tap, tap, tap. So excuse you. That's why she has just enough time for it.
Also, I might be the first one to say it, but I think that she's on something.
The scene that sealed the deal for me was when...
mine is this one, this current thing, this monologue she's about to say.
Was when Addie showed us her sweet dance moves.
You hate when kids dance, don't you?
Well, certain kids, yeah.
This is Leah. Wait, where's my Leah voice? This is just so stupid. Has Corey been to all of the appointments? No. I'm not saying that he has. However, it's not worked for us. And literally, I said that on stage. Mm. So when Jeremy said that I just added fuel to the fire, and now I feel like I put it out and he put me in the middle of something, but I didn't want to be in it because I have to co-parent with both of y'all. I'm like, what? I mean, I understood that, but it took her 75 minutes.
You don't think she's really smart and grown up because she used the word co-parent?
Or literally. She said literally.
I mean, that's the sign of a real grown-up parent is when you say co-parent.
I know that this season she does admit to having been addicted to drugs at some point. Wow. What?
Monkey, what? Monkey.
Oh, monkey.
What was that?
And Corey's like, okay, monkey, whatever. Can I say monkey? So she's wearing a yellow dress. I so remember that. I mean, I'm not speculating. She seems a little slurry.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but I had to co-parent with both of y'all. But Leah, whose fucking fault is that? Again, it's not anyone's fault.
Let's just think about how many days she has had to talk about this conversation and the fucking doctor's appointments at this point.
Oh my God.
Like, this has gone on now at least a week.
She's like, it's time. Oh, and just hearing her talk about this is it's times like this where I'm like, thank God I didn't get pregnant. Can you imagine if I had to like go through all of this? I would just disappear.
Oh my
myself.
God. Don't say that. Don't do it. Monkey. Don't do it.
Monkey. Okay. Monkey. I'll just say, can I say monkey? All right. So next, meanwhile, Corey's at a barbecue joint eating some ribs with his mountain man, Frank.
What's up, Frank and Beans? I want the baked beans special.
And this guy, so Corey pretty much explains
this
that him
meal
and
looks disgusting.
So gross. Well, before the meal comes, listen, don't worry. I have it noted okay, where there's a meal coming. Corey much like he explains, like, me and Miranda stopped going to the reunions because we don't want to be sucked into all the drama, but now we got this drama train running plumb over us. So the food arrives. On this friend's plate, it's beans. Mac and cheese that
like a real baked
wet,
beans.
Runny
beans.
Yeah,
runny
yeah,
baked
runny,
beans.
Like baked beans. Some kind of barbecue, like
slop.
Meat. And then just a loose hamburger bun that doesn't look like it was warmed up or buttered. Just like, here's a hamburger bun, and we're just going to toss it right in the middle of the top of the
plate. Not even so much as like a biscuit, like no. a bun.
Or a warm roll. This is literally like a hamburger bun, like, here you go, cut in half. It's not buttered. It's not warmed up or toasted.
I mean, it really is something you would get at a family reunion barbecue on the farm.
Sure.
Which is fine. But am I going to pay a fine establishment to serve this to me?
Well,
no.
What else did you get about the food here? That's the plate I really zoned in on. Do you have anything else?
Just the old fashioned plastic cups like from your show Degrassi with no ice in it. Just a no ice plastic cup.
Drinks at a restaurant with no ice. Anyway, Corey's obviously pissed I didn't get a chance to respond to react. And then his friend says to him, yeah, she made you look like a deadbeat dad. But like, Corey should know his fan, like the fan base better to know that everyone, I think unanimously would say that he's one of the best dads, if not the best dad on the show.
And then he kind of like burp talks. He's like, I have nine of five. And,
so I got beans in my throat.
Yeah, there was definitely like a backwards, like beans. I'm pounding on my chest with like my fists. You're like, ooh.
Feel that cream corn coming back.
Baked beans going down.
So, anyway, I wish Corey would trust the fan base more. But I totally, yeah. I totally get where Corey's coming from.
Oh, my God, of course.
If you don't go to a reunion to avoid drama, and then your fucking ex's go new there fucking and shit ex, talk. Just, oh, I would be so livid.
Who the previous season, it was all shit talk about him being gone on the pipelines and never talking to Addie.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Such bullshit.
So back at home, Leah's wearing ripped baggy boyfriend cut mom jeans.
Baggy, uh-huh.
Okay, all right. That's what you got out of that.
Oh, Canada.
We yes. get a straight to camera talking head that's just so nonsensical, and I'm here for it. And she's like, I just feel like I just need to talk and I need to manage the situation. Addie has the appointments, and she's telling me. I'm like, MTV put that in because it just made no sense.
Well, when she's talking to Addie, first of all, about her dance classes, she's sitting on the couch and her legs are just like straight in front of her, bent, like not crossed, not kind of casual.
The perspective is very off.
It looks like hypothetically, if someone were to consume some sort of substance, and they sure. just kind of were like, ugh, like melted into the couch. Yeah. That's how someone would sit. And then she's like, Addie, you've been pushing with these dance classes reasonably so. Like that reasonably coming out her mouth so smoothly almost indicated like, oh, she's got to be on something. Like she would normally trip over that word.
Oh, yeah. Also, no wheelchair in sight in this episode.
Of course not. She had to run away from that bee that was on her ass earlier. How's she going to run in that wheelchair, Amanda?
Addie's like forcing her disabled sister to run! Keep running!
As she's laying on her stomach, twisting around, being like, I'm a spider on the swing.
So later, Leah gets a call from Jeremy, who, totally weird, thinks what's happened is funny. This guy will literally die with a giggly smile on his face, with just a smug-ass expression. And Jeremy says to Leah, she says something like, I just, it was really shitty what you did, and I need to take care of myself. And then Jeremy goes, well, do you. And Leah goes, oh, yeah, do me. Yeah, well, do you, man.
It's okay, not back. Funny. It's about the kids. It was our routine, and it's what worked for us. Apparently, me and Corey need to have a conversation. I don't want you. It's not worth us arguing. Do you, man? Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Just okay, bye is always like happy, even if she's pissed. Like, oh, you okay, do bye. You. Okay, bye.
Okay, and by the way, I want to point out the fact that you like very quickly went over that chicken Alfredo that Jeremy said he was making.
But we didn't see it, so I guess it didn't cross my mind.
Was it from scratch?
I listen, Jody, I haven't eaten since, like, God knows when.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This has been a stressful day.
I just want to say, I think it was a Prego jar. And
ew,
I think
that's blasphemy.
It was pre-cooked chicken breast strips.
No.
That he, like, defrosted in the sauce.
I think it's one of those Knorr's pasta sauce.
Olive and noodle. Yeah.
And then
you're
you
right.
Just like
you're
cut
right.
the chicken into it.
You're right. You're right.
Like in the bag.
Yep.
You just rip out the bag. Yep. Next, Leah goes into Allie's room to have one of her famous I'm the mom of the year talks.
Stand in your power, y'all.
Allie, do you want your daddy to be there? And Allie's like, sure.
Hold on. I have it verbatim. Would you like the conversation?
Go for it. Make sure you go slurry, though.
You want daddy to come to more of your appointments? Yeah. You do? I apologize. I didn't see how that was important to you, or I would have reached out to your dad to communicate that. You see what I mean? Do you care if mommy goes too? I like when mommy comes. See, before that was just our routine, you see? Like, he has a 9-to-5 work schedule. My work schedule is just traveling, and I pretty
my
much...
My work schedule is traveling, and I make my own schedule!
And I pretty much nails point together. I pretty much create my own schedule. So the times you had appointments, mommy just took you. I was going to be there anyway, so I didn't see it. It's okay if mommy comes. And then they hug.
This Allie, in the is the equivalent in that scene of just reaching across the bed and going, shh.
I was going to say, being like, shh. I said it was fine. The camera got it. Quiet. Yeah.
All right. Shh. Okay. I love it when you're here. Bye.
Zip it.
Yeah, just shh. Stop. Stop talking.
Yeah, it's like hugging someone and just like pushing their head down into your shoulder. Like,
Like, Allie is mothering Leah in this scene. Allie's like, oh my God, you're embarrassing yourself.
This is pretty much like, Allie, I'm going to say something that is completely for the cameras and not at all applicable to you.
Yeah.
And this is just so everyone knows.
Allie's like, if I don't say something, she's just going to keep talking.
It's like, what the hell is she supposed to say? Do you want your dad to come? Any kid would be like, yeah, okay.
Like, is it okay if mommy comes? What?
Well, no. Yeah, I want mommy to come. Like, you've always been there.
It's all fine. I go to 7,000 appointments a year. I'm fine.
But you know, Leah left that room was like, I got this.
Yeah.
I am a strong, independent woman who's standing in my power, y'all.
I'm getting a good edit this season. Okay, so that's it. We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
That was fun. I actually really
enjoyed previews
that.
Previews for the season.
Oh, did you? I didn't watch. Tell me.
Well, the previews at the end, they have. Oh,
like
now we just closed it.
Season or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, what did I just move here? Oh, we have Kale talking about like the baby mama Chris drama. We see a lot of Lux running around with his little ponytail. We have Kale and Victoria and little Addie being like, so how is that crotch fruit coming out of your crotch like a baby?
Like, would you not slap your kid for that?
I think I texted you like, I want to fucking kick that kid in the face.
Yeah.
Not cute, not funny. And if you think it's cute at that age, imagine what she's going to be saying in like 2 or 3 years,
right?
Or 10 years.
God forbid if she turns out beautiful in her teens. She's going to be a monster.
She's going to look like Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeremy's good looking.
Like,
he looks like Lance Bass.
No, he's. Ooh.
Jeremy is good looking.
Exactly. He looks like Lance Bass.
Lance Bass! Don't. We're not gonna.
He was always the ugliest one.
I just got like so upset at you right now. We're in a fight.
You think Lance Bass is the most attractive out of all of them?
I don't think he's the most attractive. I think they're all attractive.
Okay, we need to have a discussion off air. Let's take it to a poll.
Let's do it. Let's just make a Patreon episode about it.
And I'm going to go out on a ledge here and say I don't think JT is the hottest either.
I think JT is very problematic, and I think more and more people are discovering that every day now.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, people do not like
it. And JC, I'm just going to say JC looks like a fetus. That's it.
JC Chazé?
Uh-huh.
AJ. AJ from Baxter Boys looks like my
ex. Oh, God, they're all funky.
Anyway, can we just wrap this up? Because I have to go walk the dog now. All right.
Yes.
What do we... Do we have to say anything else? Just I'm excited about the season.
Yeah, you guys, thanks for sticking with us. And like we said, we'll be loading lots and lots of new episodes coming at you. We have, like, fun guests and episodes that we have.
You'll get to know each other's guests now. Like, we have a lot of VIP guests, so you should... Should be a fun experience for everybody. I'm excited. Yay. I am so happy. It was a long day, but this reinvigorated me for sure. All right. Let me just play this out. All right, guys. See you next week or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Bye. This next part's really cute. And I love you so, and I want you to know that I'll always be right here. And I love to sing 3 songs to you because you are so dear. Did you hear, by the way, when I said bye a couple seconds ago, you saw Walter jump off the couch and then shake? He's so fucking smart. I love you so much. He always knows when I'm done. All right. Aww, bye, guys.
Bye.